This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Although Kentucky will see fall armyworms this year, officials are hoping the state will not see the destructive population that showed up early in 2021. University of Kentucky Extension entomologist Dr. Jonathan Larson says be on the lookout for some early pests before the armyworms arrive.
We've had some spring rains here recently, so that's going to start kicking up the slugs and the snails, and they're going to start snacking on things. Could induce some of those early season pests like seed corn maggots and wireworms and a few others.
Larson says we will see fall armyworms, but hopefully not the population we had last year.
We don't think it would be quite that level. Our corn and alfalfa producers should be prepared to deal with it. It is an annual migratory pest that attacks the state of Kentucky. Comes up from places like southern Florida and southern Texas.
He said the pest arrived early in 2021, which made the problem worse.
Last year, it got here a month early, and the populations were quite high in places like Mississippi and Alabama anyway. So we ended up with an early batch of them.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
As the war in Ukraine intensifies, many fear increasing financial effects, especially at the pump. There is an immediate solution. The Nebraska Ethanol Board released a white paper that shows the conversion of 33% of all E10 fuel in the U.S. to E15 could potentially displace 100% of Russian import-generated gasoline. Contact your congressman and ask them to vote in favor of blending E15 gasoline year-round and give consumers the choice at the pump. Learn more. Like Commonwealth Agri Energy on Facebook.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
UK Extension entomologist Jonathan Larson says in 2021, the pest actually got here in May.
They're usually in Princeton like June 10th-ish and or June 14th-ish, and last year they were in Princeton May 6th.
Due to the lack of availability of pesticides and high cost of input, farmers and consumers will consider alternate methods.
We don't make those kind of off-label recommendations regarding dish soap or anything, but people were desperate. And then you got to factor in other things, rising cost of fuel and labor and everything. I think a lot more people may be looking at alternative pest control measures.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.